Welcome back, QR Calgary and More Than Money. Leanna, you know, what we find more and more now is a trend happening that people that have approached retirement are still having a side gig or a business going on to keep them engaged, or because they have to because of the money, the cash flow.
I can't tell you, probably about half the people that I talk to on a daily basis say that they want to do something after they retire. It's not a full stop working retirement. It's a, I'm going to do my own thing. Retirement.
So let me fast forward many, many decades from now and you're in retirement. Could you just stop or would you still need to do some stuff like a side gig or something like that?
Oh, I would still need something to do on a daily basis.
Yeah, I think I would be in the same boat and there's many Canadians doing the same thing. And so when you look at the opportunities out there, some people want to still grow their business. They want to have this side gig, maybe even become even bigger than what they anticipated to start with. And there's been some programs out there. And so we've got Michael Sovey of the City of Calgary joining us today. We're going to talk about the Digital Service Squad. And Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so tell us a bit about the Digital Service Squad and how does it help someone grow their business?
Yeah, the Digital Service Squad started in 2022 and is basically a program that offers free digital consulting services with the aim of helping small businesses adopt digital technologies and enhance their online presence to grow and stay competitive.
Oh, fantastic. So what kinds of services or things that does the Digital Service Squad do in order to help with that?
Yeah, they help with essentially digital marketing. They can help build websites, social media strategy development, email marketing, setting up business profiles on Meta or Google. They can provide guidance and recommendations. Well, businesses are responsible for doing the work. The consulting services are free, and there's a wide range of services they can help with.
So Michael, there's an interesting demographic shift happening with technology, and there is still, I would say, those that are in retirement may not be comfortable with all the digital platforms that are out there that maybe my little kids can do really quickly and easily because the technology is so vast and there's so many different platforms. How does the program help people understand the different programs, the digital platforms, and how to utilize them to help their business?
So in the application process, businesses are requested to do a digital assessment, and that can give the squad members or consultants an idea of where they their level of understanding is and what kind of services they might need. And with that information, they can then work with the business to develop an action plan to basically work through the areas that are most important to each business.
Now, this is by the City of Calgary, correct?
In Calgary, the City of Calgary does administer the program. It's through the Digital Economy Program, which is funded by the Alberta government and a partnership between BusinessLink and Digital Main Street.
How do people feel that taxpayer money is actually being utilized to service and help businesses when they can get this stuff on their own if they wanted to really do it?
How do people feel about it? Well, I'm not exactly sure how all people feel about it, but it isn't funded by the City of Calgary residents in the City of Calgary taxes. It is government funded from the province of Alberta and spawned out of the pandemic. So through the supports available stemming from the pandemic, that's where this program originated. And unfortunately, it is coming to an end at the end of September. So we are asking people to apply and make use of our services as soon as possible.
Out of curiosity, how many companies or people have made use of the program so far?
We've had over 8,000 businesses apply and inquire about it and have provided services to over 1,500 businesses in Calgary alone.
Is that a good measurement of success? 1,500 actually been implementing. What was the expectation, and how would you grade the program because it is coming to a close?
Yeah, I mean, we set our targets based on how many businesses we think might apply. We're really happy that we've been able to interact with 8,000 businesses and actually provide assistance and services to over 1,500. And the level of services varied, like I said, depending on the need of the business. But we've been very, very happy to be able to provide this service and have received great feedback from the businesses we've supported.
Is 1,500 a good number, a bad number? Because I think that's very small, considering when I go through and I see all the businesses in this city, just to even find a website, first of all, is a problem. Forget about the other services that are available on the digital platforms. So I think it's, and I think that's a problem that we have with small business as a whole. They're just not there yet fully. And 1500 sounds like a small number. What are your thoughts about that number?
Like I said, we've been pretty satisfied and happy that we've been able to help that many. Our initial targets were lower, and the program was extended once over a year ago. So, you know, the longer that it was kept going, with more businesses we were able to help. With 8,000 applying, we've been able to be in contact with them to see if we can help them. Some have changed their minds, some have decided to go different routes, but we're definitely happy that we have had that many people apply and make use of our services.
So, as you mentioned, the program is drawing to a close. You've met your targets on that front. So what's next? Is there something similar to this that'll be rolling out, or what's next for the Digital Service Squad?
Well, obviously, for the businesses that have made use of it, we think it's very valuable, and we'd like to see something continue. But right now, in its current form, unfortunately, it is coming to an end at the end of September. So we will help businesses up until then. We have a current squad of 13 consultants, we'll do our best to serve everyone who applies before September 30th.
What I like about this squad and what's available out there is that when an individual decides to start or has a business, sometimes it feels like you're on an island all by yourself. And there are so many programs, not just the Digital Service Squad themselves, but so many programs that the governments on all levels provide. I think there's an opportunity for people to actually seize the moment and grow their business, or help their retirement plans, either to stay engaged or provide more cash flow or what have you. If there was one common theme, Michael, that you found from the 1,500 businesses that you've helped, what is the one thing that you'd say, if they just knew this, their businesses, their life would be a little bit better?
Oh, that's a great question, and one that's really challenging to answer in general. But I think just understanding that it's not difficult to obtain an online presence, and to establish yourself with a website, a profile that might bring you up on Google or Meta. And once you have those building blocks, you can do a lot more. So the resources are out there. And that's what I would just want to share, that even if we might not be able to provide one-on-one in-person consulting, the resources to help people learn and access information are going to be online and available. And they're there for people to access.
The resources are out there. Make sure you seize the moment, as I said earlier. I want to thank Michael Suave of City of Calgary joining us. Thank you for joining us, Michael.
Thanks very much.
Leanna, you know, there's a key thing when we talk about retirement and even businesses like this, a side gig to give you cash flow or engagement. And no matter which way you look at it, you need to have this as part of your overall strategy. Do you need more cash flow? What are you going to do in retirement? All these different things come up. And so we want to present an opportunity for people to see how to build an entire retirement plan, a strategy to make sure your lifestyle and your cash flow all match together and protect it along the way. And we're hosting our upcoming seminar. When is that?
That's right. Our next seminar is here in Calgary on Tuesday, September 10th at 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Now, you do need to register in advance in order to attend, so please go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register, because as Faisal mentioned, retirement does not always mean stopping working. Sometimes it means just to transition to something that you're more passionate about.
What if you could have the opportunity to choose one of two things? $1.2 million in your bank account or $4,000 a month for the rest of your life? We're going to talk about what's the best option for you after the break. You're on More Than Money and QR Calgary.